Narrative frameworks. 27. Your own consciousness. It's what is at stake. The world play, seemingly out there, happening. There's nothing but the external accompaniment to the battle for your own consciousness. All this is playing out in you, and you are the node around which it all plays out. So often we act like small decisions do not matter. But each decision matters because each decision pushes you further, draws you further, or steps you further towards the dark or the light, towards the light or the dark. And this movement of you within this duality is the movement of light and dark within the wholeness of love. You are on journey here. You are learning here, and you are growing in a direction that stems from the deepest core of who you are and depends upon your choices. For even with restrictions, there are choices. In freedom there is choice, and with restriction there is choice. Different levels of choice. Consciousness is what is choosing. Consciousness is what is. What is consciousness choosing? Through you. What is your consciousness choosing? What are you choosing for consciousness? You think it's all out there. It's not. And it is. Just remember that inside is what is manifest from. And the inside is what is manifest to. For the manifest comes from within, as it is born without. And the manifest fades away without, to come back in, within. This journey is our journey. And this journey is the information of consciousness. Learning about what it is and what it isn't. so that it may know what it isn't and what it is. And come back ever more truly to knowing of the nature of itself. This is your own consciousness. What do you know of yourself beyond the facts and figures? What do you know of that which sees through your eyes and is your eyes projecting? What do you know of the direction of the consciousness that you are? Are you steering the boat, or is it being steered for you? Are you navigating towards calm waters or stormy seas? Are you able to establish yourself on your own journey? Or are you willing to let it go and be swept along in a wave machine of someone else's waters? Is the territory you are traversing owned by someone else? Or do you recognize the territory as your own? Life dwells in itself. Consciousness dwells in itself. You are this dwelling, this meeting of earth and sky, of manifest and unmanifest, and the journey that results from a duality of spirit and matter, born of spirit and returning to spirit, learning through the duality itself, moving away from your own consciousness, forgetting to remember your own consciousness and move back towards this one you are.